Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, 21st of August. Busy. I just don't know where the time goes. You have I was out yesterday, and then it's just mad. Right, there's lots that's going to be sorted, ready for tomorrow. Ultimate, the Poisson database, I will be getting that online with a couple of videos. We'll be changing, once we've processed the results tonight, to the databases with the ROI and the number of bet calculations at the top. So I'm going to try and get those up tomorrow and make a video showing you how to transfer macros literally in a matter of seconds so that you don't have to build them all again. No change to the column, so it won't affect any of those. FDD, they're getting the historical data sheet purchase buttons up tomorrow as well, so I'll let people know. I'll just tweet out when that's done. And with them doing that, there'll be the FDD special offer for members of FTS Ultimate. So those of you not trading day, those of you who were members of FTS Ultimate that wish to join FDD as well, that offer will go up tomorrow. It will be a limited offer to the first international break. And then next week I will add, after we've had the Serie A games, I will add and update the strategies, and I will share those every day from sort of next week for Ultimate members who are members of both. You'll be able to go to the Ultimate members area and see some strategies, and I'm going to add some videos and things for those of you interested. Remember, Ultimate's fixed odds, so that'll be for the trading side, for those of you who sort of not involved with me trading. But I'll have details on that over the next sort of 7 days. I'll be emailing regularly when I do that. Right, what else? Vagabond Heart. Is Ian Holloway going to headline the pod? It was a very apt tweet, actually. I hadn't seen it. Vagabond, my old mate. I had not seen that. And then I watched it after I saw your tweet. And for those of you who don't know, basically Ian Holloway on Sky's debate programme or whatever it is that they have on an evening, basically blamed VAR and the handball rules on the EU. And that once we get Brexit, can't wait to get out, once we get sorted, that'll be it. I mean, the world, I keep telling you, the world is going mental. What's that all about? I mean, this guy's a football manager, been in the Premier League. What is that all about, that he thinks that it's to do with the EU? What has VAR and handball got to do with Brexit in any way, shape or form? It's mental. And yesterday I wasn't about, because I was at a 65th birthday. It was a sort of day and evening thing. And the meal in the evening, Brexit was front and centre of the conversation, and being 65, a lot of the attendees are a lot older than me, and I was sort of sat with a group of people, some I knew, some I'd sort of only met, so I actually stayed quite quiet. I just sat there, and it started getting a bit more and more heated, and you had some staunch Remainers, certainly slightly younger, and then there were three really staunch Brexiteers. One's 73, one's 65, and the other one is 60. And I just sat listening, and I didn't hear. And on both sides, again, people jumping up and down, "Hey, Remain." Both sides, I didn't hear more bollocks. Or sorry, I heard more bollocks than I've ever heard in my life, other than being on a night out with Suggsy. It all just started getting heated, and not one of them was talking any sense or common sense whatsoever. And I just wonder what's going on. You got. Ian Holloway blaming the EU for VAR. You got Donald Trump trying to buy Greenland. Everything's just a shambles, isn't it? So as it was sort of going on last night, I did get quite heated. It was quite amusing. I did actually sort of, after about half hour of it, because other people in the restaurant were looking around, I sort of did step in and sort of said to people, "Look, just calm it down a bit, and you're never ever going to agree," which you're not. I mean, I don't argue, because I don't really see the point of arguing, because people very rarely turn around and go, "Oh no, you're right," do they? No, people just, like, you know, I grew up in a family where my mum and dad argued all the time. I think Sam and I have probably had two arguments in 27 years, and even then they're tiny. She basically tells me to belt up and that's it. But I sort of said to them, "You're not going to agree," and it calmed down a bit, and there was five of them who were the main protagonists, these three guys and a couple of other. And I said to them, I said, rather than just sit and argue, and I said, "Why don't you just explain when you woke up in the morning to vote on that referendum in 2016, what was the main reason that you went personal? Forget anything else. What was the main reason you got up and went and voted the way you did? And all five did it. And obviously other people were butting in and this and the other, like these things go. But not one of them actually gave a correct answer. And when I mean correct answer, the reason they voted was just based on nonsense. It wasn't, when you investigated it in any way, nothing accurate was coming out of their mouths. And I got home and I just said to Sam, I said, it's just amazing, isn't it? The conversations, and those conversations are going on all around the country, day in, day out. And so few people actually understand the facts, no matter what people tell you. These are three, you know, or five guys that I would think have got a bit about them. But yeah, it's amazing that we run the country the way we do. I came up with an idea, well, not an idea, but I've had a strong belief that the NHS should be taken away from both parties, and there should be a figure set to the side, whoever's in power, so neither of them can use it as a sort of bargaining tool. You know, we'll put 20 million in, we'll put 22, we'll put 8 billion, we'll put 12. Just take it away, have a set figure, it's going to get this, link it to GDP, and that all kicked off as well, see? Anyway, we're getting to, this is the 213th podcast, and we're closing on 100,000 listeners, so thank you very much. 100,000, that's quite amazing. I didn't think that when I started. They send me some analytics every now and then, and interesting that not many people listen to the whole thing, so there's probably a few turned off by now. It doesn't tell me when they turn off, but I've got not many people, not many whole listens, mostly partial listens. So people may just fast forward a bit in fast, so I don't know. I have had another email about the swearing, and I know that a couple of people referenced it on Twitter. I will try and calm it down. I genuinely don't do it on purpose. I don't get up in the morning and think, oh no, I'm going to have a good old swear up with the you lot. It's I do understand that some people don't like it, and I do understand that I do have a propensity to flipping go over the top with it. I actually had this conversation with Chris Jones, good friend Chris, FTS member, did some Forex for us, good lad Chris, and I sort of said to him that, oh, you know, sometimes I get thing, and I hadn't noticed that Chris doesn't actually swear much, and he doesn't, and I had a conversation with him. My best mate lives in Devon, and he is a thick-set Scot. I mean, he's about 20 stone, real thick. He's about 5'10", but massive neck and legs. Thick-set Scot from Falkirk. Lived in Devon for about 35 years, but he's a lovely, lovely lad, and he's like my best mucker. And I was good mates with him for 2 years before I even realised he never ever swore. We were watching football one night, and he sort of said to me, why do you have to swear so much? I went, hang on a minute, you swear? He said, no, I don't, you've never heard me say a swear word. And of course I started racking the old brains, and he was dead right. He says the word flipping. That's the only word he says. And yeah, he's my best mate. He's religious, which is a load of old nonsense. That's another one, but I won't get into that now. Cause fights, nonsense in my opinion. He doesn't drink. You know, some bloke got up in the morning, load of plasticine, let's make a world. Load of old nonsense. Anyway, he doesn't drink and he doesn't swear. Say opposites attract. So I've got a best mate. He doesn't swear, doesn't drink. He does have the odd little bit. Very religious, goes to church every Sunday. Opposites attract. Actually, got another story about him. Let's get that one out. Yeah, this is quite amusing. I went on when this has been 95, 96, round about then. My boy was 10 months old, and we went on holiday to Crete, one of these sort of all-inclusive package things with going places or whatever. And first or second evening, we've gone out for something to eat, and we're walking back, and there's sort of, you've got the street vendors walking back through some sort of square, and you've got people with stalls out, and there was a lad who did pastel portraits, so he sort of had a load of portraits up on his stand. And Sam, you know, women like to shop, don't they, and have a look, and she said, oh, I like those, why don't we get one done for each of the kids? So I sort of, I don't know, it was 7-8 o'clock at night, so we don't want to be out now. And the guy said, no, I don't do it live. He said, I'll take a picture, and then you come back tomorrow night and they'll be done. So we did that. He stood and took a picture of each of the kids, and probably wouldn't be allowed to do it these days. And off he went, and we went back the next night, and sure enough, he'd done these two pastel portraits of the kids, colour pastel. It was quite nice. So Sam saw them, loved them. Oh, look at them, aren't they great? She said, why don't we get one of me and us done? Me and her done. So exactly the same. We took a picture of us two together. Sam sort of to the side and in front of me. And off we went, and back the next night. So now we've got three pictures, and we've framed them and put them in the bottom of the suitcase, brought them home. And put them in the time I was living in Devon, put them in my living room. And it was when sort of Sky had obviously started and Monday Night Football was about that we started watching Monday Night Football. And the guys used to come to my house to watch it. I'd go and get a few beers in. Sam would make a big pot of spaghetti bolognese or cottage pie or something like that, and or curry, and we would sit and watch the football. I'd get a load of pick and mix, a load of beer, and sort of five or six of us used to sit and watch the football every Monday. So, and this mate I'm talking about, Thickset Scots, was one of these guys. So me and him then are in Bournemouth a couple of years later. We're playing golf. And we've ended up just the two of us, and we're sitting there having a bit of a heart-to-heart, and the topic got back somehow to my house, and I think Sam was decorating or something, and I talked about these pictures. I said, I don't know if we're going to put these pictures back up. Jack had got a couple of years older, so it didn't really resemble him now. And I was never really keen on the one of me, and it was okay, but just the colours and everything, I wasn't a massive fan of it. And he sort of breathed a sigh of relief when I said that, and he went, I've never understood, he said, I've always wanted to ask you, and I've never understood why you had a picture up on your wall with your wife with another bloke. He thought that in the room, the picture we'd had done together was Sam, and he didn't know it was me. He thought it was Sam with another guy, and I'd sat there for years with a picture on my wall of Sam with another bloke. And he said, I sat every Monday looking at it, thinking I wouldn't have that in my house. Why would I? What's he doing? Why is he having that up on the wall? So there you go. Mad. Anyway, footy. Slightly different one for you today. I've got a footy bit. Slightly different. Whatever the score is, Charlton versus Forest at half time, we're going to back for 2 second-half goals. So if it's 0-0, we back over 1.5. If it's 1-0, we back over 2.5. 1-1, we back over 3.5. Back it on 45. And if there's no goal by 65, back it again and trade from there. So we're backing for 2 goals in Charlton v Forest at half time. I've got a ton of horses, an absolute ton. 440 at Bath, edge for a 30% trade. It's edge, not cutting edge. There's a horse in the favourites called Cutting Edge. We're trading edge. It's the David Probert mount. I had a question this morning. What do I mean by 30% trade? I mean the price. So if you back at 6, you're trading 30% lower than that price. So if you back at 10, you're looking to put your lay in at 7. So it's that's what I'm talking about with that. I've got Winbet, Sharp Focus in the 355 at Killarney. Winbet, 215 at Bath, Tommy Rock. I am told, I've not had a bet on it yet, but the 615 at Kempton, the odds on favourite incline, I'm told is a good thing. I remember when I've done these before, they've been toilet, but I've passed the info on. I've got a Win and Place, 210 at Killarney, Camorra, Camorra, I believe. And I've got two Win Places in the 235 at Carlisle, backing both of them, Amazement and Angel Faces. I haven't got time to do a York blog on the website, so I'm going to do it on the podcast. I have had a bet in York, bet in every race at York, and I've done a place pot. I've actually done a place pot and jackpot. So I've done 155 Stone of Destiny and Final Venture. I've backed them each way. They are 8-2 for the place pot. 225 I've backed Persuasion. It is number 6 for the place pot. 3 o'clock I've backed Nyef Road small, and I've done 3-4 in the place pot. 335 I've backed Crystal Ocean small. I've backed Lord Glitters each way. I've basically backed Crystal Ocean to cover the Lord Glitters bet. Crystal Ocean gallant runner-up to Enable. Looking forward to watching that race. They are numbers 2 and 4 for the play spot in the 3:35. Leg 4, that will be. 4:15, I've backed Rare Groove and Eddie Stone Rock each way, 5 and 6 for the play spot. And 4:50, I've backed Troubadour and Rose of Kildare each way, 2 and 9 for the play spot. So for the play spot, leg 1, 8 and 2. Leg 2, number 6. Leg 3, 3 and 4. Leg 4, 2 and 4. Leg 5, 5 and 6. Leg 6, 2 and 9. All that you follow at your own peril. Stone of Destiny each way. Final Venture each way in the 1:55. Persuasion Win. Some apologies, the dogs come in panting. Persuasion Win in the 2:25. Nyef Road Small in the 3 o'clock. Lord Glitters each way in the 3:35 with Crystal Ocean as cover. Rare Groove and Eddie de Stone Rock each way in the 4:15. And Troubadour and Rose of Kildare in the 4:50. I do apologise, the dog has... come in panting its head off. Apologies for the noise. Right, that is it. I will be back tomorrow. Obviously, as I say, I'll be making those updates on the website. So the ones I've done, I'll let you know by the pod. But I'll be in touch through the day. And then obviously Friday is football process day. And Italy join the party. Have a lovely Thursday. I will be doing all the days of York. Yeah, that's it. Have a good one. And notice that in this podcast, there's not been very much swearing. Have a lovely Thursday. Wednesday. It's Wednesday. What am I doing? Have a lovely Wednesday.